Welcome to Myrtle Moms with Margaritas, the show where we sip cool drinks, talk about hot topics, and certainly don't take ourselves too seriously. Grab your favorite beverage, give your children the iPad, and take a break, because this episode, we are recording live from one of the most fun golf tournaments on the Grand Strand, and we'll be chatting with players about all types of parenting topics. I'm Jen, Colton and Nolan's mom.
I'm Shannon, Gabriel and Grayson's mom. We have producer John here today, who's going to be wearing two hats, producer John and
photographer today.
John.
Yes.
At today's event.
Yeah.
Golfing today.
This is exciting.
For our listeners, in case you didn't know, John is the photographer man of the Grand Strand.
He is, and he takes some amazing photos of families, weddings, events.
That's right.
Golf being one of them. Here you go.
That's it. Yep.
Taking some really great photos of our family and when Gabriel actually graduated from kindergarten.
So
that was a couple years ago, but yes.
No, I'm excited to be out here today. We're going to have beautiful weather. I think the golfers are going to be excited, the players playing. So we're going to grab some folks along the way and chat about some parenting advice that they might have.
Exactly.
We'll also be volunteering, Shannon and I, and John's volunteering his hours. So it worked out perfectly.
Exactly. And it's a beautiful day out.
It is.
It's actually
really
not that hot out, which is really nice.
We're almost getting I don't want to dare say the word fall. But
almost
it kind of feels... It feels like
wait.
We're there.
I'm so ready for some hoodies.
Yeah, until like a week or two from now when it's second summer all over again and we're having 100 degree weather.
I mean, there has been plenty of years that we've been at the beach in November and December.
Yeah.
You know.
I'm good with it.
Yeah.
Good with it.
As long as I can wear hoodies here and there.
Yeah.
Then I'm good.
At night, you know, to pop one on. Those are my favorites.
Those are my favorites. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, Jen, we're getting closer to the due date.
Oh, my goodness, y'all.
Right?
I got to pick my date for being induced.
That's so exciting.
Yes. Yes. So I know going in,
what a relief.
That is the truth.
What day it is. I mean, by the time this episode comes out, we're going
to
be either super close or right on top of that date.
Yeah.
Which is exciting.
Yeah.
It's happening.
It's happening.
I know.
I can't believe it's gone by so fast. It may not have gone by that fast for you, but
so far
it seems
it's gone
like
by
it
really fast. But I feel like that last month is
the longest.
Mm-hmm.
And you just feel like you're waddling and sweating and just.
Well, you did get to be in the pool.
I did.
Yeah.
Last weekend was nice. I got to have that instant relief of being in the pool and just laying on a float and hanging out.
Getting the weight off of
yes,
you.
Yes. Yes.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
I think the only thing left to do really is pack some bags. And now I'm packing a bag for myself, and we got to get Colton a bag.
Yeah.
So when he goes to Nana's, he's ready.
So he's going to Nana's for a couple of days?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, does he stay at the hospital the whole time with you?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yes.
I like it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And my mom was actually in the delivery room with me last time, so I think we'll continue that trend again. It's nice to have that comforting feeling there while it's all going down.
Well, we have so much different type of experiences when it comes to labor. So we're going to talk about that in
a future episode.
In a future
episode.
So
I mean, I'm really pumped to record that episode.
Me too, because they're complete opposites.
Yes.
But other than that, I think, first of all, we do have to just say one thing.
What's that?
I can't believe the queen passed away.
I know
that she was 96 years old, so she lived an amazing life and served her country for over 70 years.
Yeah.
But it was definitely a shocker. Jen was the one who broke the news to myself and Caroline.
I did, because we were talking
we
about,
were
it,
talking
at
about
lunch.
It at lunch.
And then all of a sudden we came home or came back to the office, and I was like,
and
man.
It happened.
Yeah.
I found out on TikTok.
On TikTok? Okay.
I got an e-news alert on my phone.
So I started getting alerts, but I had put my phone down in my office, and you had called Caroline.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wait, I didn't get an alert, because I didn't have my phone on me.
I saw a Instagram post this morning, and it just made me start bawling, crying.
Aww.
It was a graphic, like someone had hand-drawn the back of it was her and Paddington Bear holding hands. And the thing at the little quote at the bottom said, I've served my time, Paddington, take me to my husband. And I was like,
that was so sweet.
Oh my gosh.
And then on top of the fact you're pregnant and
yes,
emotional.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. You throw Paddington Bear into the mix. I'm like,
You know, it's just crazy to think though that some people have only had her as their queen, you know, and I've only seen her.
A majority of the population.
Yeah. 70 years. Mm-hmm. That's just amazing. I don't know about you, but of course we watched The Crown on Netflix. So I've learned so much more. Hopefully it's based on, for the most part,
I saw real something life. That they actually, they were recording the next season and they're going to observe the 10-day break
because of the, what is the, it? The
grievance?
Yeah. But did you see, so it was London Bridge is down was their code. And so, isn't that a nursery rhyme?
Yes.
The London Bridge is falling down.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways, I thought that was
That's America for you.
That is, right?
Right.
So, just had to bring that one up. So,
Yeah, it'll be interesting over the next couple of weeks to see the pomp and circumstance that goes into it and all of that. I know a lot of people have their eyes glued
to the TV.
To all of it. I'll be one of them for sure.
Right? So, it's Prince Charles, right?
So it'll be King Charles now.
Charles. Mm-hmm.
As soon as she passed away, it became King Charles the Third.
Yep.
And he's supposed to actually do a speech
tonight. It might be happening right now.
It's happening now compared where our time difference is.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be. I'm actually wanting to see that.
Me too.
After seeing The Crown, I've just really gotten more interested in that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. You know it's. Royalty is still,
it's,
I think it pulls.
It's fascinating.
Absolutely, yes.
I would never want that, but it's cool.
Yeah. I've read a series of books that, it's a young adult series, but it's so good. I love it. And it is if the president was royalty instead of the president of the United States and how it would all run and the operations of it all. And it's set in modern time. It's really fascinating.
Really?
Yes.
I just always find it interesting of the rules and regulations that they have when it comes to the clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like for the women, you have to wear pantyhose.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot wear wedges.
Yeah.
You cannot wear tennis shoes. There's all these different things you can't wear out in public. And I'm like, all of that is not me.
Right. I saw a picture. There was the top 10 moments that the queen met a celebrity or whatever, and one of them was the Spice Girls, and none of the Spice Girls were dressed appropriately to meet the queen. I was like, no one told them this is not an appropriate outfit to meet the queen in.
And the queen could never hold her husband's hand in public.
Really?
There were so many different things that they had to follow because of the fact of the whole royalty
and everything. One of the coolest things is they actually had true love.
Right?
And you just don't see that anymore.
No.
And
especially all the different obstacles that they had to overcome. And
yes.
Her becoming at 25, right? Or 26?
25, I think, yeah.
Can you imagine?
No.
I hadn't even gotten married by 25.
And that was back in a time, too, where a man...
Man was everything.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
To have his wife be the leader of a country?
Uh-huh.
The queen of...
The queen. And then now we only have kings to come.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
But, all right.
Yeah.
Enough talk about the queen. You had something interesting you brought up to me yesterday.
I did. So we got a news alert in the office that Myrtle Beach is a top, actually in the top 10, we're number 10 for U.S. cities for beer lovers. Yeah. Can you believe that?
They're talking our... language here.
Correct. Yes, they are.
Especially us locals, but that's interesting.
Right.
We definitely have a good amount of breweries that are in our area, but that are popping up left and right.
Correct. Very quickly. I think business owners are realizing that breweries are something that people are not only traveling for, but that locals are in need of.
Yep.
So it's exciting to see some of the breweries
too in our area, because this is really important, is that they are focusing on that family aspect.
Mm-hmm.
I know that there's the beer, but they have things for the kids to do.
Correct.
So Grandstrand Brewing Company, they have that whole play area outside.
Mm-hmm.
They have different games for them to play. And then if it's raining, they have games inside.
Yes.
Board games even.
Right.
To let the kids play.
And that's what's nice is it's a family affair. You don't have to feel guilty about going to a brewery and bringing your kids and making it just.
Because we know that us parents, we do beer.
Exactly. So the other areas were Chicago, Illinois was number one.
Okay.
Portland, Oregon, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Denver, Colorado, Seattle, Washington, New York, New York, Asheville, North Carolina, Austin, Texas, Tampa, Florida, and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Wow.
Right?
That's a good group.
Group to be a part of. Mm-hmm.
We actually have one of our coworkers here that we'll get him on here in a minute, that he goes and travels based on the restaurants and the alcohol and just, you know, all the different beer and, he's sitting over here too, Seth. He probably doesn't know we're talking about him right this second. We'll get him on here in a minute and get him to maybe talk about some of the favorite places he's gone to.
Yeah, for sure. And then it was all based on the amount of bars, the amount of breweries, the beer prices within the locations, the accommodation prices within the locations, which led to a total score. We, Myrtle Beach, actually had a perfect score on the beer prices side.
Really?
Yes.
So what is the average price of a beer? Because typically a craft beer is usually, what, $6, $8?
Somewhere in there. It doesn't really say, but I will, let's see.
But the alcohol content is always higher.
Right.
So that is a good thing.
Yes. So the beer price score took into account the affordability of beer in the area. We researched the price of a pint of domestic draft beer, and the city with the lowest average price for a pint of domestic draft beer was awarded a maximum score of 10, and the remaining locations were awarded scores of 5 or higher. So we got the 10,
okay,
which means that we had the lowest...
lowest beer prices.
Beer prices.
I like it. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I will say, we definitely pick certain restaurants or atmospheres based on the prices. Because typically we, you know, we'll get an appetizer and then...
Absolutely. Yes.
Always get a beer.
Absolutely, yeah.
So
I judge mine on how cold the wine is.
That's true.
When I'm in the mood for a glass of wine, like, I want a nice cold...
Especially if you're getting a white wine.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's actually a place, Captain Court in Merle's Inlet. They have wine actually on draft.
Ooh, I love that.
Right? It's
love
unique
that.
To the area. So that's something that's interesting. And they sell craft beers also. But I thought it was really cool about the wine.
So come visit us and drink some beer.
Drink some beers. If you need some recommendations, let us know, because I think we have tried every single one of them between the two of us.
Yeah. And then at our husband's inn?
Oh, they've tried them all.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They can definitely give you all the places to go to.
I was going
to
say, Lewis is so getting ready for the pumpkin beer season.
Yes.
Like he... loves
yes
all the pumpkin flavored beers.
I think we're in Total Wine and More so much more no pun intended in the fall time more than any time.
Yes. Looks like we do have some golfers coming in here, so hopefully we'll be able to grab some and ask them some fun questions and kind of find out what's going on in the parenting world.
Exactly.
And I think we'll be shocked at some of the surprise answers we get, which
I think
I'm looking
so
forward
too. I think so too. So we have Stephanie Bohart with us with Revolution Mortgage, but she's also a chamber ambassador and volunteering her time here at the golf tournament.
Yeah, you, everything.
And just made a big announcement on social media.
Which kind of blew up, which was crazy.
Which was, I mean, amazing. And when she called me on Monday, I was just, well, she called me at 8:30 at night, so I thought something was like the matter. So I kind of freaked out at first. So
well,
Stephanie,
you
want to tell us some exciting news you got going on?
Yeah, we're about to, in about 6 months, welcome baby number 3 to our family.
Congratulations!
The first boy of the family.
The first boy of the family. We've got two girls that are over the moon, who are 9 and 5, and about to start over.
Yay!
And how did you come up with your idea for your announcement?
Well...
social media.
It's
I guess first tell us what the concept for our listeners that what you did.
Okay, so the concept for our social media announcement was really we just wanted to have some fun. We weren't going to do a reveal because obviously everyone knew we wanted to have a boy, and so we didn't need a room of people.
But this was
to
a big shock, though.
Yeah, yeah, honestly, it was. Like I,
it's an exciting
come,
shock.
But. Yeah, 4th of July, I was in a panic when things weren't progressing the way that I thought they should be progressing.
You know,
on my monthly basis. And started freaking out a little bit and wrapped my head around the fact that this was happening. And obviously not our plan, God's plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we got excited about it, started kind of working through, but I've had miscarriages in the past, so I was kind of nervous about really announcing it or telling anybody.
Sure.
So we kind of kept it quiet, just like our tight circle. But so that's when we were like, all right, well, we need to do a big announcement because mm-hmm. a lot of people don't know. So we've been friends with Ed Piotrowski for many, many years.
And we've talked about Ed on the podcast
yeah,
before.
He's, you know, our local meteorologist mm-hmm. who is just like, I mean, as much as you can get a local celebrity as
that's
possible.
The truth. Absolutely. Everybody just wants Ed to
yeah,
come
and
to
he's
things.
A good friend of our family. He's him and my daughter, Chloe, have just this kindred relationship.
Yeah.
She's like his parade buddy. He's done a lot of parades with Grayson, Shannon's son.
Gabriel.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Gabriel has gone out with her a lot. And so we've also been featured in his That's What Ed Said commercials. Mm-hmm. So my husband did one, I did one, and then my daughter Chloe did one last year at Halloween. And so we thought it'd be funny is if we did a That's What Ed Said, like, reveal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he played golf with my husband last week, and he just, you know, came by afterwards. And he was so sweet trying to, like, set it all up. He's like, oh, we'll get the, like, cameraman out here. I'm like, no, we can just do this just, on our phones
yeah,
in our house. It's really easy. And
well,
my girls
Ed.
Were
He's
on
over
board.
The top.
Yeah, exactly. So my girls were on board, and we kind of practiced it a little bit, but it came out even better than I thought.
It was awesome.
It was too cute.
It was awesome.
Put it out last night. I mean, like, we have about 1,500 views.
Yeah. Awesome.
Like 300 comments on it. I was like, holy moly. I was like, it's so sweet to see how many people reach out. And I mean, just in my husband and mine's businesses here locally mm-hmm. and in further out, what we've done and how many people really support you and come out of the woodworks to congratulate you in that kind of moment. So
well, this
exciting.
Is exciting, too, because you're going to be needing all new baby stuff.
Yeah, we moved 2 years ago, and I got rid of everything. So it's kind of fun to, like, look back and see now what we really used and
yeah,
what we didn't.
What you actually need.
Yeah, you can streamline everything
yes,
now.
Yes.
But it's exciting to buy all brand new different color.
Yeah.
Shop on the other side of the store.
You don't know what that's like to
no.
have blue in the house.
I know. I have girlfriends that, like you, Shannon, that have all boys.
Yeah.
And they're like, you're going to find that your section and your, like, selection is so much more limited.
Very limited.
Yes.
But the number one thing is, and Jen can even say this, boys love their mamas.
I know.
They do.
I'm excited for that. I was like, my girls love me. I was like, but not
it's
like they love my, their
level.
Daddy. Yeah,
it
they
is
are
a whole
all
other
daddy.
Level.
When he walks through that door after work.
Oh, yeah.
Like sometimes Amelia will be like, no, wait, go back to the front door because I want to run to you again.
Oh.
And it's so sweet. And I walk through the door and it's like, they barely look up.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, mom, what's for dinner?
Yeah, exactly.
What'd you bring us?
Yeah.
Anything for dinner? Are we going somewhere? Can we go see friends today? I'm like, am I not enough?
Hello. Yeah.
So I know that it's going to be a different dynamic, and I'm very excited to do that. Although I'm very terrified because I have always said that I am not a boy mom. I do not like the dirt and the bugs.
You will totally change.
Yep. I passed down my fear of frogs and the lizards that are everywhere down here, and my girls freak out now too. And my husband's like, "This is not healthy for you to be passing this on to them."
No, yeah, you'll be changing.
Yeah,
because they just stink.
I know,
and they're dirty,
mm-hmm.
and then you just get used to it.
You just bring baby
wipes everywhere you go.
Absolutely.
I mean, and then you're good.
Well, thankfully, I have ladies like you in my life that I can look to for all the advice, so I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. We love the boys.
And what's the official due date?
March 8th. Yeah, so.
Perfect.
And it's very crazy how I have a good girlfriend that I actually grew up with. She was my best friend in grade school, and she reached out to me yesterday and said, oh, my God, I haven't said anything. And I'm not going to use her name, but she's like, I haven't said anything, but I'm pregnant with her first. And she's due in March.
Oh, that's so cool.
And I was like, holy moly. And so we've got a cousin.
You can experience it together.
Yeah, my cousin is due 2 weeks before me. I have a stepsister that's due 2 days after me. So it's like babies all of a sudden are like
Wait.
Everywhere.
What's
stepsister? My stepsister.
Oh,
Carla.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, hold up. Wait a second now.
Yeah.
Okay.
She has a daughter. That's three, and now she's having a boy as well.
Oh,
so.
That's exciting.
Yes, my
so you're going to be all, like, trading clothes and all toys and everything.
My parents are excited to welcome their 14th grandchildren.
Holy moly.
I know. They have, what would it be like? They only have four girls.
What in the world?
It's 10
Christmas,
boys and four
like,
girls.
What, it, like, $5?
We're all spread out. Like, I know. We're all spread out, so it's usually, and my mama loved this. She's one of those, love the one you're with.
Yeah.
She sends stuff to everybody, but when you're with her, which I moved and lived by my mom. And I was like, and she, like, she'll spoil those ones that, you know, are their Christmas morning with her and that kind of stuff. So, and everyone knows it. So they make
their
plans.
Pick your battles as parents.
It's also, you know, as us, our parents, all they do is spoil the grandkids.
Yeah.
Who cares about us anymore?
I know.
No.
This year, though, I'm excited. It should be arriving in the mail for my birthday, which is coming up on the 20th. Yeah. I called my mom. I was like, did you buy my birthday present yet? Because she knows I'm a big birthday person.
So is it a stroller?
No. No. I'm like, I want something for me. But my sister was having a Pampered Chef party, which are still things, which I didn't realize. Okay. And I called her and I was like, hey, I want this mandolin that's $75. And she's like, cool, buy it and I'll Venmo you. And I
there
was
you
like,
go.
This is perfect. I was like, then love I can it. Pick out my
Those
own
are the best.
Stuff.
Yes. I got a vacuum cleaner from my mom a few years ago and it was the best gift imaginable.
See, I'm good with those kind of gifts from my mom or something
like
right? that. But when my husband bought me a vacuum cleaner for Christmas.
Well, at least he remembered you. There's
my
been
friends
a few
were
years.
Like, looked at him, even his dad. His dad, he came into town 2 days later and he goes, you bought her a vacuum cleaner? You brave. Like, he's like, I would have never.
All right, guys, listening.
Lesson learned, yes.
That's I told funny. Them, is the present also that I never have to use it?
Correct.
Yeah.
Because that has to be
so
what
is the
is.
Maid
so, yeah.
coming attached to it? Is that what we're
exactly.
saying?
Exactly. Exactly. Especially now with the third child.
I know. Well, that's one thing. I was like, this is going to bring a whole nother dynamic and, you know, more mm-hmm. costs and that kind of stuff. I was like, but the one thing that I will not bend on, it was like, we have that cleaning lady that comes twice a week. And I know it's first world problems. I was like, but listen, I was like, today is like the day, like I did all the laundry yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the cleaning ladies are there this morning. So now when I get home this afternoon, especially being
it's
pregnant
gonna
with
be
my
awesome.
Third,
everything will
I'm
be
exhausted.
Put away.
I was like, I can just lay. Yeah. And you uh-huh. don't have that feeling. Well, I'll have the feeling like we don't know what we're having for dinner, but I don't care. Know. It's Friday.
It's, yeah.
pizza.
It's less of a feeling.
Grab a to-go box, yeah. whatever.
I asked my husband this morning, I was like, do you get that feeling like on Friday afternoons after the cleaning lady comes that second week and the laundry is all done, you just have that sense of accomplishment, and you just feel like you can finally relax. Mm-hmm. I was like, but maybe you don't get that feeling because you didn't do
you
all
didn't,
of that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
No. I actually told Jen that I left clothes on the bed purposely for hoping that Barrett will fold them.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we'll see how that goes.
My husband used to live on that. When I first met him, it'd be like a clean side of the uh-huh. bed and a dirty side of the uh-huh. bed on the floor.
Yeah.
And it's just you kind of pick and choose what you're gonna wear. Yeah. And he would probably still live that way.
Hey, and guess what? That's going to get you ready to have a boy because mm-hmm. they could care less.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot. My girls are going to have to train him. Let's hope. I don't know.
We told Colton to go pick out his outfit for this morning. He does. I walked into this room. He had pulled every piece of clothing out of every single drawer. And I was like, I don't know if this is a win or a loss, but yeah. at least he picked out his outfit.
At least he picked out something.
Yeah.
I mean,
there
that's you what go. I think. I was like, you know, having a baby after one that's five and off to kindergarten and everything like that. And she's really self-sufficient. And Amelia, I mean, she's our cleaner. She's our tidier. She'll come down and be like, I cleaned my room and I cleaned the bonus room and I got this set up. And I was like, I love you.
Can
like,
she come over to my house?
I know. Right? Like she's,
I'll babysit
she's
for a little while.
And so I'm like, it's nice to be able to like, it will be nice when everything's going crazy with the baby and stuff like yeah. that, to be able to just tell the girls like, okay, get up and get ready. I mean, Chloe mm-hmm. at 8, her alarm goes off at 5:45. She gets up, she gets dressed, she comes down and
That's
we come
amazing.
Out of the room when she's like up. Almost making a breakfast.
My face is in shock right,
right?
now. In shock.
I do have two amazing, amazing daughters, and
but
I count myself
girls,
blessed.
But she has girls, Jen. Remember.
So I'm telling sure. you. Mine, maybe like, they can train him, though.
Mine, like, come into my bathroom as I'm getting dressed. They're like, okay, Mama, I need to brush my teeth. Well, you have your own bathroom.
mm-hmm.
And pretty much push me out of the way mm-hmm. in my bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Stephanie, guess what?
Oh, God.
Daycare. It's coming back.
No.
No.
I don't know. My husband says, we ain't not doing that.
Okay.
Right. Which I'm excited about. So with my job, we've gone a little bit part-time recently, mm-hmm. kind of making some shifts and some chains. Mm-hmm. And even if I go back full-time or kind of figure things out, it's going to look different. And so he's assured me that that's one thing that we probably will not go back to.
Hey, now, that's amazing.
That's
so
awesome.
We're looking at all of our options.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we've got good friends that go to celebrations here locally and that are teachers there and that's like that 3-year-old, 4-year-old program. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, if I can just get to 3.
Well, and you got to that pretty much with Chloe.
I did. So and I loved it, except for when I dropped her off and, you know, we went through the abandonment period.
You know,
I cried every day
it's
there.
All good.
And
it's all
those
good.
Ladies at our daycare, they I'd come out of that room bawling my eyes out and wait to watch. And I would be the one Aww. That dropped off. And of course, you know, Daddy the Savior would be the one that picked up.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And
got
so,
that running hug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Got the running hug. Got the, oh, you saved me from this place that mom left me. She abandoned me here.
That's hilarious.
I'm like, I don't want to go through that again.
Aww.
So we'll see.
Well, that's awesome, though. Yeah. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We're definitely excited for you.
We are.
I was blown away. I even had to tell Jen, sorry, but I did. I was like, Jen,
We saw each other yesterday, and she was like, did Shannon mention anything to you? And I was like, she did.
I was like, there's actually someone pregnant at the same time.
That's somebody. I was like, there's another friend that's pregnant. And I was like, went up to her, and I was like, did she tell you? Like, we have a mutual friend. I'm like, did she tell you? And she's like, did she tell you something? And we just looked at each other. We're like, oh, my God.
So that's awesome.
There's a lot of people that we get to go through this together, which I love. Because my first goes around, I was pregnant right around the same time as a lot of my friends. Mm-hmm. And that was fun. And now I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Everybody's out of this stage. What am I going to do? And I have friends that are like, oh, we'll start saving you clothes. I'm like, I'm going to have clothes galore at size 6.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But after that, I was like, I got nothing. Which is actually good, though.
Boys grow so fast anyway. You'll be grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
And I was like, I know. I was like, I won't get as much. But, you know, it's going to be hard to resist the tiny little itty-bitty booties.
Yes. Oh,
and the little bow ties and all the things that I didn't do. Mm-hmm.
I'm, like, trying to think. I'm pretty sure we got some bow ties at the house that we never wore because, of course, mine would argue and be like, no, and rip it off.
Yeah. Well, I'll probably get that, too.
Yeah.
But I had one that was full into bows and one that hated them, so.
You know.
That's you gotta give and take.
Give and take, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, and we're accepting advice. I hate all boy names.
Okay.
Okay.
So all the ones that Grayson and Gabriel sent you.
I mean, they gave some and they were good. It's just, you know,
they were thinking of football players.
And you work for so many companies and you have so many employees.
Mutual friends.
My husband has over like 300 employees with the business that he works with, and it's like you start seeing those, you know, personality traits in a name, and you're like, okay, I don't want that.
Yep.
I don't want that.
Do you have a family name that you guys would consider?
There's a couple, but I don't know. We're going back and forth on them because they're all traditional. You know, you got William and Robert and, you know, Arnold and I mean, his dad is Michael.
Arnold, I haven't heard that name in forever.
Well, my stepdad, he doesn't even go by Arnold.
That would actually be kind of cool.
To go by Art?
No, he goes by Skip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but my stepsister is just told, like, she's using his name as the middle name for his son.
Okay.
And so, and for my daughters, like, Chloe's named after Doug's mom. Mm-hmm. She was Connie Lee Marie, so we kind of just took Chloe and squished it together.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, it's an homage to her. And then my daughter Amelia is named after my great-grandmother, and her middle name is Lindsay, which is my dad's middle name. So I was like, we've kind of have both families taken care of already in a namesake. So we kind of were just off the cuff. And I think that's why it's so hard.
Yeah.
It's because we've been trying to go
through
the list.
Once you figure it out, then you'll decide.
I feel like you'll be watching a TV show or something and it'll just click. And you're like, that's it.
That's how Grayson came about.
When Yellowstone comes back.
There you go.
I'm going to have a little baby Rip.
There you go.
I think that's adorable.
I'm good with that.
That actually just came off the cuff. So don't steal it. Because
we already have our name picked out. We're good.
Rip might be good.
Jen Nolan is the name. I'm like, baseball. You know, she's obsessed with baseball. Yeah. I'm like, wait a second.
I think in the back of the mind, it was always there, but just worked out that Nolan was.
I've always liked Nolan. That's a cute name.
Thank you.
And I know a couple Nolans, and they're all good.
Oh
see, even that's better.
That'll help you.
There you go.
There's like not a single famous Nolan other than Nolan Ryan. I Google searched it and. Yeah, nothing.
There you go.
But it also is Irish translation that it is champion. So I was like, well, who doesn't want their son champion,
named
right?
after a great baseball player and a champion?
Yeah, exactly.
So Jen's set.
Yeah. Here comes colored scholarships, right?
Exactly.
You can only hope.
There you go. Well, Stephanie, while you're here, I know we're actually about to get started with the golf tournament, but you've actually helped with this golf tournament, 10, 15? I don't even remember how long we've been doing this.
I can't even think about it. It was like way back.
Way
in the
back
day.
In the day, before kids, before marriage,
before
all
kids,
that
before
good stuff.
Before marriage. And I mean, there was many years that I sat on the events committee for the Hospitality Association, so I helped run this tournament.
Yeah.
And
so
did everything.
Anything you want to maybe tell the listeners about this particular golf tournament and what the do's and don'ts of golf?
Lots of water.
Okay.
For the day.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually beautiful outside. I don't think it's supposed to be as crazy hot as it's been, but this tournament tends to lend itself to a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it looks like they're unpacking parts of the bar right now.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah, unpacking the bar. And, you know, it's always great to see all the restaurants that come out, all the businesses that come out, and just want to support all the players that are out here and just have a good time. I used to love it when I was with Sonic and when I was with Monarch. We used to set up tents out here and just come up with great little fun things to give away, but then also fun cocktails to have. Mm-hmm. I think we went through the Firefly age here.
Oh, yeah.
When we would do all the Firefly and tea.
I haven't even thought about Firefly. in the longest time.
That was tea and lemonade.
I swear, that was like on every hole. It seemed like
it was,
1 year.
For a couple
years. And
then
1 year was like all Fireball.
Yeah.
And then the next year is like all vodka. Yeah. Like it's just like each year.
Well,
and
we would partner with different companies. Yeah. Like when I was with Sonic, because we couldn't bring the alcohol out, I'd partner with A&I.
Yeah.
And because they would bring the alcohol, I would bring all the mixers and the ice. And
the really good ice.
We would have our ball wash station here in our tent, which was fantastic. And the guys enjoyed that. And we'd have the music playing. They'd have a specialty song for it. And then we would give out all of our cocktails. And it was always just, it was a good time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people in the hospitality industry just need to come out and have a good time. They've
for
been
sure.
through the ringer these couple years. Uh-huh. End of season here, especially in Myrtle Beach. Those 100 days of hell, I was like, we're coming to an end, and it's now to be able to take a breather mm-hmm. and be able to come to this tournament and just enjoy it is amazing. And I love that they've been able to keep it going for mm-hmm. so many years.
We were just asking. John found out it's the 31st.
Yeah.
Annual
golf tournament.
And it's grown.
It continuously grows, and it has such a huge following. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are people that I don't see but once a year, and it's at this tournament.
Mm-hmm. I know. And that's what was funny is when we were talking about doing our announcement, I was like, well, there was a few people that we still needed to tell. So we're like, okay, we need to tell them because they would be hurt if we didn't talk to them in person, you know, or at least over the phone. But I was like, I'd rather do it tonight mm-hmm. and know that we're going to this tournament. Because I found out yesterday that he's playing in this tournament.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, I got to be at the hospitality tournament. I'm running registration. And he's like, oh, I'm playing it. I'm like, excuse me? I was like,
don't you love the communication?
I would have got here and been like, oh, my husband's here. And I'm like, I go, whose team is on? And they looked and I was like, oh, it's his team. He set this up.
Oh, well, there you go. Even better.
I was like, so I guess I need to make sure I'm home at 2:30 to get the kids off the bus.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's all good.
Yeah. But I mean, it's going to be a great time. And I think that if you've never come to the hospitality tournament, definitely look for it next year. It's always here in September, right out here at Myrtle Beach National, which is, they've been such a great host. Every year, switching around different courses to get to see all the different great courses that they have here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're in debt to that. And then they come out with these great prizes and silent auction and all of the all the fun stuff. They've got silent auction and raffle stuff.
They do. The raffle, you know, we get to measure.
I know.
That's my
Shannon
job
comes
every
out
year.
Here. You bring your money, you bring your wallet, and you know that.
Even if you don't have your wallet out, best believe Shannon finds it.
She'll find it. She'll find the biggest bill in there and wrap you in tickets.
That is the truth.
Yeah.
So, have any other questions?
Do you want to ask your question that you've been asking all of our guests?
Oh, I will, because this kind of will go for both of you.
Yeah, exactly.
So I usually ask our moms mm-hmm. the final question. So
okay.
I'm going to ask this one for you.
Let me get ready here.
All right. You have two little girls right mm-hmm. now. You do have the third one on the way. But Jen, of course, is going to be going into labor and actually in just a few weeks. So any advice you could give her with having that second child?
Going from one to two.
Going to one to two,
Going from one to two. Have your plan for them. How old's your first?
Three.
Okay, mm-hmm. good. So understands what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Have your plan for where they're going to go
mm-hmm.
when you go into labor. And whoever is going to take them, even if it's your parent or a friend or something like that. But I know that when I had Amelia, Chloe loved the fact that like, she got to go and have her special time with my mom and that she went and picked out like a special stuffed animal
mm-hmm.
to bring Amelia in. And so like we still have this little tiny like white pink polka dot dog that she got her. And it was like sat right next to her. And she was so proud to come into that room and be like a big sister. And
uh-huh.
having your time at the hospital with the baby and your husband and just kind of getting that moment. Mm-hmm. But then when you have that special moment of having the big sibling uh-huh. come in, it's a big deal for them.
Yes.
And to make
did
them
you
really
do
a
the,
part of it.
The introduction at home or at the hospital?
At the hospital.
Okay. Shannon, so, did you do yours at home?
I did at the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're focused on the hospital, but I have had some people say.
Yeah. I'm a big proponent for staying in the hospital as long as you can.
Yeah.
I know it just the bills rack up, but you get that extra help and you get a little time and you're there and you just feel like everything is okay while you're at the hospital.
Correct.
When you get home, shit hits the fan, you're like, oh, what am I going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
But like at the hospital, it's still that blissful moment.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that. So if you can stay 2 days, you know, you have the one day, it's kind of crazy, give yourself your rest, and the next morning, have them bring your, you know, because then I think they see it and they understand. It's not just like you're coming home from nowhere.
Right.
The
it's
one
like
thing,
the
though,
hospital.
Make sure you have Colton's clothes laid out because Grayson came early and the clothes that Gabriel was in was not what I picked out. So the first picture of the two boys together.
You're like, what is this outfit?
What the heck? Oh, my God. Seriously.
Aww.
Yeah, so Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah, I would do that. And then the only other advice I have is, I don't know about you, I am a weird about smells and like over fragrance things and that kind of stuff. And in the hospital, like the paper towels that they have, like when you wash your hands at the sink and that kind of stuff and the soap, it just makes me gag. So I always bring my own roll of paper towels and my own soap.
Oh, that's funny.
And it just sits there. And that way then when you can you come out of the bathroom and you can wash your hands
because
You're like, oh, what? And then it's like you're doing all this stuff, and I'm like, what is that smell? And it's like that brown paper towel, you know, which I get, like it's you know whatever. But at those moments, you just you don't need to worry about
your
the environment.
Own smell of soap. So, like it can be a comforting moment to, to have that smell around. That's a great idea.
That is a good idea.
Love that.
Not
good piece of advice.
Like, I mean. I know I packed the shampoo and all that kind of stuff. I was like, you ain't taking a shower there.
No, you're certainly not.
So I did that with Gabriel. And I'm like, why did I wash my hair?
Why am I doing this?
This was dumb. Like, and then my hair was wet because a C-section, I couldn't dry my hair. I barely could lift my head, hands. So.
That's what I was like. At least I knew. Well, with Amelia, I was able to know because I was, had her induced. Or I was induced with her. So I, like, the night before, washed my hair, blow-dried it good. You know, had I brought my blow-dryer. Like, I have, like, a round brush blower and, a straightener. So I was, like, I was able to touch up things. But you didn't have to worry about actually washing.
we're not going to be taking, like, you know, glamour shots right then and there.
John's coming in. He's going to do my beauty shots.
Oh, yes. I love it. Well, I mean, see, that's what I was like. I love those shots. I didn't get it with Chloe, but with Amelia, my girlfriend came in and took photos of us, like, at the hospital. And I love those photos because they were just, like, and she did them all with that. And they're really sweet and intimate and that kind of stuff. But then she came to the house not too long after that, and we got some good pictures, but... Definitely more pictures with, you know, Chloe than I did with Amelia.
you know, it's first child.
I know.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Stephanie, for
coming for jumping in and joining
us. We have some golfers that are starting to come, so we're going
to
probably
have
to
go do work.
We
have
volunteer.
To go work.
Yes.
This is more fun. Can we just stay here?
I mean.
Well, invite me back anytime because I have enjoyed speaking with
you too. Yes, and we'll definitely have to get you on closer to due date.
Oh, goodness.
To see
when I can't breathe.
Yeah, and then maybe be able to say what the name's going to be.
Yeah, Jen, what's your due date?
Oh, my goodness. October 5th. Sorry. Oh,
yeah, she's getting
you're
induced.
Coming close. Mm-hmm. So,
well, thank you again, Stephanie. Congratulations.
Yes, congratulations.
Appreciate
it, guys. We're excited for you.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, we just wrapped up registration. It was a huge success.
Yep. Golfers are out on the course.
Right. They did the shotgun start, and we weren't able to grab anyone because it was so busy.
It was busy.
So very a positive thing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Good thing for the tournament.
Good thing for the tournament, and it still is beautiful outside. They've had some great sponsors to come through. We've had a lot of our local businesses here in the area that are, of course, contributing to the tournament, and then we have over 30 teams, I believe they said.
It's awesome.
So, and then all of the money actually for the Myrtle Beach Area Hospitality Association's golf tournament goes back to our culinary students over at Ori Georgetown Technical College. And if you have not gone to actually have some food over there, I say do it.
I know. We did a private dinner over there as a marketing team, and it was so much fun.
We're going for business development, I think, in 2 weeks for lunch. But these chefs and the students, they're top-notch.
That's in that's a little gem that we have hidden in our community that's unbelievable. All right. Well.
So next time.
Next time.
We'll be talking about.
We'll be at the World Chili Cook-Off, right?
That's right.
Yes.
We're going to be trying to get our first place.
Place prize. Yes. We have to defend our honor, our title.
We won second place, but we were beat out by a person
professional.
Who qualified already for the World Chili Contest. And But we'll be raising money for Substitutes for Santa.
Correct.
So if anybody is in town.
Correct.
September 23rd? 3rd,
yes.
Okay.
And the rest of that weekend is the World Chili Cook-Off. The official title is Beach and Fest, I believe. Lots of fun things happening, going on, so be a great time.
Do you have any questions, suggestions, or feedback for us? Please email us, MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com. That's MyrtleMomsWithMargs@visitmyrtlebeach.com.
And be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at MyrtleMomsWithMargs. Again, that's @MyrtleMomsWithMargs, both on Facebook and Instagram.
Also, feel free to jump into our DMs if you don't want to email us. We're always answering questions and happy to respond to fans and listeners. Also, please remember to subscribe to our podcast and give us a 5-star rating. It all helps.
Yes, it does. All right.
Well. You know what, Shannon? Cheers to the weekend.
Cheers.
It's freaking Friday.
Thank
Cheers.
Goodness.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina is the beach. Here, you're free to be your best self because Myrtle Beach is 60 miles made for you. You belong at the beach.
Beach easy.